Thank you, Madam President. I spoke yesterday in favor of the resolution introduced by Senator Reid, Senate Joint Resolution 9. By bringing the current open-ended military mission to a close and requiring deployment of U.S. troops, the Reid resolution takes a significant binding step toward ending our involvement in the war in Iraq. I am pleased that the Senate will have the opportunity to vote on that resolution shortly. The Senate will also be voting, as a senator from Louisiana just pointed out, on another resolution regarding Iraq, sponsored by the senior senator from New Hampshire. Unfortunately, this resolution is badly flawed, and I strongly oppose it. My chief objection is simple. The resolution rejects the idea of Congress using its power of the purse to safely redeploy our troops from Iraq. Moreover, it does so in a manner that can only be described as inaccurate and almost intellectually dishonest. By warning against, quote, the elimination or reduction of funds for troops in the field, unquote, the resolution fully embraces the misleading rhetoric the White House has used to try to prevent serious discussion of Congress ending the war. Those who engage in such rhetoric pretend that cutting off funds for the war is the same as cutting off funds for the troops. They raise the specter of troops somehow being left on the battlefield without the training, equipment, and resources they need. Madam President, obviously nothing could be further from the truth. Every member of Congress agrees that we must continue to support our troops and give them the resources and support they need. Not a single member would ever vote for any proposal that would jeopardize the safety of our troops. Using our power of the purse to end our involvement in the war can and would be done without in any way impairing the safety of our brave service members. By setting a date after which funding for the war will be terminated, as I have proposed, Congress can safely bring our troops out of harm's way. How can I say this with such confidence, Madam President? Because there really is plenty of precedent for Congress exercising its constitutional authority to stop U.S. involvement in armed conflict. I recently chaired a Judiciary Committee hearing entitled Exercising Congress's Constitutional Power to End a War. Without exception, Madam President, without exception, every witness, those called by the majority and those called by the minority, did not challenge the constitutionality of Congress's authority to end a war. Lou Fisher with the Library of Congress, one of the foremost experts on separation of powers issues, pointed out that Congress does not simply have the power. It has the responsibility to exercise it when it is needed. He said, and I quote, "The question to me, always remember, Congress is the continued use of military force and a military commitment in the nation's interest. That is the core question. Once you decide that, if you decide it is not in the national interest, you certainly do not want to continue putting U.S. troops in harm's way," unquote. The argument that cutting off funding for a flawed policy would hurt the troops and that continuing to put U.S. troops in harm's way supports the troops makes no sense. By ending funding for the war, we can bring our troops safely out of Iraq. Walter Dellinger of the Duke Law School made this point when he testified about my proposal. Quote, "There would not be one penny less for salary of the troops. There would not be one penny less for the benefit of the troops. There would not be one penny less for weapons or ammunition. There would not be one penny less for supplies or support. Those troops would simply be redeployed to other areas where the armed forces are utilized," unquote. So instead of allowing the president's failed policy to continue, Congress can and should use its power of the purse to end our involvement in the Iraq war, safely redeploying the troops, while ensuring, as I do in my bill and as the Reid resolution permits, that important counterterrorism and other limited operations are still carried out. Now, for those who won't believe that this has ever been done or that it can't be done, let me cite an example from not that long ago. In October 1993, Congress enacted an amendment sponsored by the senior senator from West Virginia, cutting off funding for military operations in Somalia, effective March 31, 1994, with limited exceptions. 76 senators voted for that amendment. Many of them are still in this body, such as Senator Cochran, Senator Domenici, Senator Hutchinson, Senator Lugar, Senator McConnell, Senator Spector, Senator Stevens, and Senator Warner. Now, did those eight senators and many Democratic senators who joined them act to jeopardize the safety and security of U.S. troops in Somalia by cutting off funds for a military mission? Were they indifferent to the well-being of our brave men and women in uniform? Of course not, Madam President. All of these members recognized that Congress had the power and the responsibility to bring our military operations in Somalia to a close by establishing a date after which the funds would be terminated. Now, on that same day, with regard to Somalia, several senators, myself included, supported an even stronger effort to end funding for Somalia operations. The amendment offered by Senator McCain on October 15, 1993, would have eliminated Somalia funding right away, except for funds for withdrawal or in case of American POWs, MIAs, not being accounted for. 38 senators opposed a measure to table that amendment. I was joined by many Republican senators in supporting the amendment, including none other than the current sponsor of SCON Res 20, Senator Gregg. Senator Gregg suggests in that resolution that eliminating funds for troops would undermine their safety. Was he voting 14 years ago to do that? Obviously, he would not do that. Was, in 1993, he committing the same egregious offense that he so strongly opposes in 2007? Could he have been so cavalier about the safety of our troops? Not the senator I know. He would never have been indifferent to their need for guns or ammunition or food or clothing, nor would I, nor would any other member of this body. Of course not. Senator Gregg knew, as did I, that Senator McCain was proposing an appropriate, safe, responsible way to use our power of the purse to bring an ill-conceived military mission to a close without in any way harming our troops. Unfortunately, the new Gregg resolution seems to have forgotten this point. I hope that my colleagues will think better of efforts such as that proposed by Senator Gregg today. All senators, including the distinguished senator, senior senator from New Hampshire, are of course entitled to their opinions. And all senators are certainly entitled to oppose my efforts to end funding for a disastrous war. But by putting forth misleading and baseless arguments, by suggesting that ending funding for the war is tantamount to ending funding for the troops, they are making it that much harder to have the open, honest, and essential debate about the Iraq War that this body and the American people so badly need.